Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
How many of you will say we remember Solimo Lokumme? Yeah? How many of you would say that, you know? We remember Solimo Lokumme when that song plays. By the way, you call him Solimo Hulu. Oh, sorry about that. How long of you would say we remember Solimo Hulu? And actually, the vocalist there, the sessionist, is this guy, Wa Abolova, which was a group promoted by Vramek Mashabane. Wow, quite great indeed there. Good to hear. That song continues to be great. Thank you so much. Bahle is coming back tomorrow with you. My name is Ray. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Sunday Live, the name of the show. Hey, good music. Eh? We really need good music. And sometimes I just wish that you could send a WhatsApp and say, okay, start with this number. Start with this song. It would be a great song to start with. And if you start with it, you know, yeah, you remind me of those Sundays when it was so cold and we would be playing this song. It would be nice to hear that. Here's this song. Yeah. Byron Cage in the background there. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. It is coming to you live. Yes, Sunday Live, the name of the show. We are together till 7.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcast. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. We are together. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. And Sunday Live, the name of the show, or yes, it is your show too. You can just say it's my show. It's my show. Yeah. And enjoy it, because it's yours. It's yours. All right, and to the King above all else, Yahushua HaMashiach, we give him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like him. He continues to guide us into all truth by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach. And of course, Yahuwah Elohim takes care of us. Our Elohim, our Father, our Heavenly Father takes care of us throughout. And may he guide us even today in this late afternoon, early evening. And that we speak that which is from his word by his Spirit, that we learn together, all of us. We learn from each other. We learn, above all else, from him as he teaches us. Let me welcome our guests. Jabulan Dominic is on the line. Hey, my brother, my friend. Greetings, welcome.
Greetings, my friend. Greetings. Thanks very much. We thank God for this opportunity. I hope that you are good. And let me greet also the wonderful listeners and my brother, Sipo, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Welcome. And Sipo Paulus, Muruti Dumela, my friend, my brother.
Dumela Muruti, akoka
intate waka. Akite intate rutsa wena, man.
Mudima boko ntata ribos baka hape mudima runa Jesu Kriste wa Nazareth.
Danki papa man, uthuse wano yobolela wayi cut a short before imosheke indaba le.
No, isithu sami sisebenza ngamadata mfundisi. Asibingelele abalele emakhaya. Ngibingelele mfundisi. Amen. Dominic ekameni nkosi Jesu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And Joey says, afternoon, Pastor Ray. Thanks for the worship songs. Thankful. May God bless you. I appreciate you, man of God. I am thankful for my life. I know Pastor will bless us this evening. Joey, we give the Father all the majesty and the honor, and he will talk to us even this evening. And, of course, tonight we are talking about the walk of believers, which means you can also call it a lifestyle of believers, a believer's walk. What is it all about? What characterizes the walk of a believer? Eish. The walk could also be life patterns, codes of conduct, norms and values. Those standard points that one observes and takes as a philosophy of life, those aspects in one's life that one would look at and say, these are the guidelines. They form his life perspective, his norms, his philosophy, his theory, his ideology, and say, this is how I walk, this is who I am, this is what I do. And the word says quite a lot with regards to that. The walk of believers. What it is even all about. Today, we see so many walks. We see walks of Christians. And they're confusing, man. Kona banya bahamba ngapha bathi hey shaya ingulube sidle ingulube abayathe yasidle. Kona banya bathi hey usisi ugqoka isigqoko. Bese bona bafaka la mabruku abantshimpa angazi mabe niyawazi la mabruku lawa abantshimpa bo brother lawa. Abanye bafaka okunye nje. Hey, kunento eyiningi nje ezihlangahlanisa ziyadidanisa. And the reference into the word basically with regards to the form of life or the style of life is almost unreferred to. I'd like us to really look into the word and see as to how many verses can we get from this. So far, I can say I have 12 that I want to start with. And I also have perhaps maybe another 20 that I want to continue with. And I also have another 40. Yeah? 1, 2... 3, 4, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I have quite a lot. But I'd like us to digest that which we can digest in the small time that we have. Now, in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 26, it says, ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. When one says, I'm walking the walk of a believer, it is when one has taken a consideration into the way that they live and they observe the standards of the Father, which in return make them established. Ponder the path of your feet and let your ways be established. Your ways only become established if you ponder at the path of your feet. And how do you ponder at the path of your feet? You ponder at the path of your feet when you actually look at the lamp that lights on your feet. Yeah. You look at that light. That is pondering. As the Father orders your steps, for the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Father. They are ordered of the Father. It's important to look into those things. Means you take a consideration, you look into your ways. And you take your ways and you bring them into the light of the Father. then your ways become established. And what are your ways if they are not that which is the way of the Father? His name is Yahushua Mashiach, the way, the truth, and the life. Isaiah 2 verses 3 says, many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Here we see the aspect of being taught the ways of the Lord. A believer's walk is a walk in which one has been taught the ways of the Father. And what are the ways of the Father? His philosophy, his doctrine, his instruction, his teachings, his truth, his sayings, his warnings, his rebukes, his reproof, his recommendations. Yeah, his commandments. When one lives according to them, then we say one has a believer's walk. We don't see anywhere where it's written a walk. Yes, sontweni lagi ine kulunywa Pastor Ray. A walk esenkonzweni yangakini le enkulu. Ebizwa denomination.com. No. Your ways only become established when you ponder on your paths as led by the light of the Father, and also when you go up into the house of the Father, who is Yahuwah Elohim of Jacob, and when he teaches us his ways and we walk in his paths. It means when we learn of his ways and we observe and do these, it takes us back to Joshua 1 verse 8. That is the walk of a believer. It doesn't end ngokuthi angisabhema, angisaphuza, angisajola, angisahlabi ngomese, angisarova, angisarape, angisayena. It doesn't end there. It continues. There's a massive discipleship that takes place. And it's rigorous. It's intense. So that then one can have the walk. Even when one grows up, they don't wander off from that walk. And if storms come and push them, they are able to return back to the path. Isaiah 38 verses 16, oh Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. What are these things? Those are the commandments. Those are the words of life. The words of life, the guidance divine, which is from the Father. These also restore me and they make me live. A believer's walk is also filled with that. The instructions, the commandments, the reproofs, the approvals that are from the Father. The guidance, the leadership that is from the Father. Not on our own.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day.
657 AM.
A believer's walk is what we are talking about.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit website, the Word for Today magazine, and the Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
What comes to mind, Sipho?
Wow, Mfundisi, what an amazing introduction. And we thank God for this golden opportunity which you are sitting under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide us into all truth.
Hallelujah.
And moreover, for this opportunity, Mfundisi, to be in the presence of the Lord, where the Spirit of God will guide us and teach us into all truth. Remember, when the Holy Spirit has come, He's going to teach you. Yeah. And we totally depend upon the teachings that are so relevant to the way, and they are in line with the perfect will of God. It's not human doctrine. It's not human teachings. But it's only what we have been taught by the Holy Spirit of God. And remember, when we are talking about the walk of a believer, as you have mentioned earlier on, we are talking about the conduct, or the code of conduct, the guidelines. How do you live? Normally, we know, Guti, how does somebody how does he live like? How does a teacher live like? How does a soldier live like? So now today we're talking about the believer. Actually, to somebody who calls a believer. Remember, you've quoted a powerful scripture, like Proverbs 4:26. We consider God's standard. In other words, there are human standards. There are human expectations. I do as I wish. What I feel, I simply just do it. That's not our conduct. That's not our work as believers. In other words, we're being taught by God a principle and our ideology. Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In other words, a lamp, it brings life, bring light, so that my feet won't stumble. So a walk a believer, it should be in the presence of the lamb that is the word of God. In other words, our path has been enlightened by the word of God. Remember, as a believer, we are from a sinful nature where we do as we please. But now we are in the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, we embrace the mindset of Christ. In other words, you are no longer operating under the influence of our flesh. If I feel like, I shall simply just do it. But now we're under the influence of the Holy Spirit, whereby we're being guided by the Spirit of God. Remember, the Spirit of God is our teacher. He'll always guide us into all truth. So our walk will always be guided by the Word of God. And the Ulama verse our coaching and phone is most of those, even a common element, it is only through the Word. Chapter 2, verse 3, we're going up to the mountain of the Lord, to be taught by God. What does that mean to us? It means God will be speaking His word. In other words, His word is a lamp to our feet, so that it becomes the light on our path. When we become believers, we follow Christ. Remember, John 8:12, so once we follow Christ Jesus, definitely we walk after the light, and we won't stumble because we become the children of the light.
Absolutely. We become the children of the light. It's very important that we look into these and understand what the walk of believers is all about. We trust that you are well and the Father is doing you good. You can send your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also on that WhatsApp and tell us about the walk of believers. Are we still walking the way we are supposed to be walking? I heard some people doing a show on walking the talk and talking the walk, and there was no quotation of the word. Nothing.
It's simply just tautology.
Yeah, it's just skatuba, scratch or trela chola, trela o papa, trela o senka. Next, it's just stories. Now, when you look into Romans chapter 6, verses 4, it says something also. It says, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death.
Yeah.
That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. It means the walk of believer, of a believer, is a walk that is in the newness of life. When one is born again, he is a new creature. The old is gone, the new is come. I've seen people calling themselves new creatures, but hey, the walk before, hey.
Is opposite to what they have claimed to be.
And I'm not talking Uguti Mkambe, Baya Chonja or Benzan. No! It's the same hypocrisy that was there all the time.
Finish.
The same pride, you know, that was there all the time. It's the same kind of downplaying other people as if they won't recover, you know. It's quite sad, though. What comes to mind, Jabu?
Indeed, you know, we thank God for this wonderful topic, you know, the walk of believers. So, indeed, may God teach us how to really walk in the manner that He has called us as His children. The word of God that I always love to quote is, I think it's in 1 John chapter 1, verse 6, which says that if we claim to be the disciples of Jesus, we are to walk as He walked. You know, so that always challenges me. That always actually becomes the, like, sort of the compass for me, if I'm still on the right direction or not. Because, you know, I don't know if you remember that sort of statelet that he used to really, like, be famous about www.jesus. What will Jesus do, you know? So people will really wear those bracelets, and then it will remind them that before I do anything, what would Jesus do in this situation, you know, in this temptation, in this circumstance, you know, in these problems, what would Jesus do? So I think really also when it comes to the walk of believers, it calls us to really imitate Jesus, to really always aspire to walk as He walked. And there is no way that we can walk like Jesus if we are not full of His statutes, like His laws, you know, His instructions. So the first thing for us to walk as He walked is to be full of His word. According to Deuteronomy 8:6, it says, observe the commands of the Lord your God by walking in His ways and by fearing Him. You know, that is the first step for us to really, like, to walk as Jesus walked, by being able to observe the commands. In other words, to take heed the scripture. The word. Let us not forsake fellowship. I was telling one of the brothers right now, you know, that I just called when I was from church, and then I was saying, I hope Uguti Ungibekile nami, you know. I know that's just a sort of a cliche thing that people say, but, you know, like the Spirit led me to say, at some point you need to really prepare yourself, you know, present yourself before God. It's long we've been, you know, like telling people, Uguti kumele basibeke, kumele basikhulekele, but you know, we are busy, you know, all over the show. But we are to really bring ourselves before God to observe the commands so that He can teach us, He can instruct us. Then we will really have the walk that is pleasing unto Him. We will walk the manner in which that it glorifies Him. Also, even it will be the walk of Christ. You remember when people were looking at the disciples after the Lord was taken up, they were able to see Jesus in them. It's not Peter's and the tones and the, you know, like, it's not them who said, we are the Christians. But it's people who were looking at them, at their walk, and they saw, with these steps are like, off the steps of the Lord. So, Nazi, Agmele, with these days, it's all about self-proclaimed, you know, like, disciples. Self-proclaimed, you know, followers of Christ. But in Gambo, you know, ayisho ukuthi ngumuntu lo ngowaNkulunkulu, ayisho ukuthi ngumfundi kaJesu. Mawulalela ophuma emlonyeni nalokho ekuthi ophuma emlonyeni nangendlela aphila ngakhona, akuhambelani. You know, it's because of ukuthi asigcwalisiwe ngomthetho kaNkulunkulu, asigcwalisiwe ngezwi likaNkulunkulu. So let us be filled by the word so that this walk of the believer can be birthed in us and also can be, you know, like formed by God Himself in us. And when we walk, abantu babona uChrist empilweni.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can send us your WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. What is the walk of a believer all about? And today, are we confusing ourselves with prescribed walks of denominations and Christendom instead of walks of faith according to Scripture? Have we confused ourselves, you know, and why? What does the word say with regards to walks? What is the walk even all about? The importance of having a walk of a believer. The importance of that. Now, when you look into, and I'm going to Romans chapter 8, verses 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The walk of the believer is not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The flesh takes offense. The flesh gets tired and can choose to stop walking, you know. And the choices of the flesh can make you to be an enemy to someone, to do bad, to fall into traps, to yield to ways of temptation, unfaithfulness and all that. And the walk of a believer is described as the opposite of that, because it is spoken of as the walk that is directed by the Spirit of the Father, the Living Father, our Creator. And the Spirit of the Living Father is in total control, not in partnership. You know, we hear many people, they would say, play your part and God will play his part. Then I say, okay, maybe they know something I don't know. I'm talking about the all-wise, all-able Father.
Amen.
Who, by his Holy Spirit, can direct our lives. And the walk of the believer is based on that. Sipho.
It is amazing, Mfundisi, ukuthi our conduct definitely should reflect that Christ lives in us. And the Holy Spirit is himself who will always guide us into all truth. And remember, without the Holy Spirit's guidance, we cannot, because we will fail. Because our nature will take over, then we will lead on the sinful nature that we are born from. So it is true, Guti, we receive Christ being the Lord and Savior of our life, then we are filled with the Spirit of God. Then we walk after the things of the Spirit. So when we are Christ, it means we imitate Christ. We embrace the mindset of Christ. And remember, our walk should be walk in love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In other words, as a believer, we have to walk in love. You don't have to condemn people. You never even to judge people. Not even to look down upon them. Remember, love, it's our uniform. Love, a little by little, if we don't have love, don't know God. But we don't know the true God, because God is love. In other words, our walk should be in love. Love, from this, it covers the multitude of sins. That is why as believers, if you turn the band like God has loved people unconditionally, so we fail to walk our walk as believers. And number two, we have to walk in truth. Remember, Christ is the truth. So our walk should always reflect the truth that is in Christ. In other words, we live according to what God has said. And last thing for this, our walk, we should walk by faith. Remember, we are people of faith. That is why we are in the mission of faith. In everything that we do it by faith. We are not walking by our sight. No, we walk by faith. So we walk by faith. We walk in truth. We walk in love. So that we can walk with God like Nkulunkulu wahamba no Enoch. Because God can walk with somebody who do his word.
Hey, daughter, we must read that book of Enoch. It is fantastic, man, and I understand why they cut it off from the Bible, because it speaks things that are so powerful, man. When you look also into Romans chapter 8, verses 4, Jabu, it says that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Our walk is the walk that fulfills the righteous requirement of the law.
The righteous requirement
of the law. Amen. Our walk should be that way. Jabu, what comes to mind?
Yes, indeed. That is the walk of the believers. We do not just walk according to how we feel or how maybe people suggest that we should walk, but we walk in the manner that glorifies God, that pleases God. As we're quoting Romans 8:4 there, you know. In order that the righteousness requirement of the law might be fulfilled, might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You know, the walk of the believers is according to the Spirit, as even my friend people are saying now, that by faith. You know, so we don't walk by sight, but by faith. Mm. So it means we also do not walk according to the flesh. In other words, what is the flesh? A flesh is actually sort of a real, if I can just put it like that. It's like, you know, like, it's that which the devil can access, which the world can access, which you use to, you know, like, it still got feelings and all lusts and all desires of, you know, this world. So that is why we are to discipline our flesh, you know. Mm. And how do you discipline your flesh? By feeding yourself with the word of God. Your spirit man, your inner man becomes, he grows more than the flesh. He becomes stronger than the flesh. That is how your flesh will be powerful than you. It's when you are starving your inner man. When you partake on the things that fit the flesh, like things of the world, things like, you know, like that are really ungodly, those things are going to feed your flesh, and it will be stronger than you, and it will arrest you. You'll find yourself unable to please God, unable to fellowship, unable to preach the message of salvation, unable to walk in the manner that pleases God because of the flesh. But when you starve the flesh and feed the inner man, let God pour himself in your spirit through his word, you become stronger, and the flesh cannot control you. Indeed, you will live according to the spirit, not according to the dictates of the flesh.
Absolutely. Now, that very aspect of fulfilling the righteous requirement of the law, our walk is the walk that meets the standards of the holiness of the instructions of the word of the Father.
Yes, sir.
That it should be that it meets the demands of the stipulations of the word, and also meets the criteria.
Yeah.
Of
the expectations.
Yes, the expectations of what the Father says. Because his word is his law. He is sovereign. That's why they call him king. He's sovereign. And whatever he says is a law.
Yeah.
So, our walk must fulfill the righteous requirements. And the righteous requirements are his promptings. He will tell you, no, this is not the way.
Mm-hmm.
You've been an enemy of this guy for quite too long.
Yes,
this is not the way. You've been fighting for quite too long in this house.
Mm.
This is not the way.
Amen.
And then once you repent and meet what he says, you are actually meeting the righteous requirement of the law that he has placed. Simple, Tinwe.
Indeed, and so powerful from this. Remember, with our nature, we cannot do what is right.
Yeah.
Our nature is always yielding to our sinful nature. That will always be opposite to what God has expected from us. So we need Christ so that he can become the one who connects with us, with God, through his Spirit, because we have already received him as our personal Savior.
Mm.
And we will fulfill that requirement of the law. so that we can becoming right. Remember, Christ was made a sin so that we can lead the righteousness of God through Christ who was made sin. So now we become the righteousness of God because of Christ. And we cannot walk our walk unless we are of the Spirit of God. We have received Christ, Jesus Christ himself alone. Not any pastor, not any ministry, but Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the King of Kings. In other words, we embrace his mindset, also embrace the godly character. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Therefore, as we have received Christ Jesus the Lord, now listen, walk in union with him.
Yeah.
Reflect his character in the things you do and you say.
That's a righteous
live
requirement.
Live life that leads others away from sin.
That's a righteous requirement, yes.
Exactly. For this. So we need Christ being the agent of the change that could lead us into the requirement that God has already acquired us so that we can be in line with what is already expected from us.
Absolutely. What comes to mind when we speak of the righteous requirement? Jabu, what comes to mind?
Yes, indeed. You know, the righteous requirements, I believe that it's number one, holiness, you know, and also walking upright before God. Yet I love how even my friend Sipo is putting it, that already Christ has achieved that for us. So a walk of a believer is believing in Jesus, who has already walked uprightly before God and righteously and who is holy. Because God says, you know, like, so it means God is pleased with his son Jesus Christ. So mangabe wena usukholwa uJesu Christ kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasabheki wena nendlela yakhe egwembile noma egejile, ubheka uChrist nendlela yakhe ekotho, indlela yakhe ehlanzekile, engcwele, elungile, emnene. And then really now you become acceptable before God. So we do not become acceptable because of, you know, our own righteous deeds. Like as the word says, so that our good works to God are like filthy rags. So it means there is nothing that you can do on our own to please God. But by believing in Christ, he is pleased with us. That is how we really fulfill the requirements of the law, by believing in Jesus. And then also, in us, when God looks at us, he sees the work that really is acceptable to him because of Jesus who is alive in us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that very aspect of the righteous requirements, it is what he expects of us and what he instructs us to do. We don't just say, I am living a right life, a holy life, without actually doing that which pleases him. That which pleases him, that which is pleasing in his sight. You see? Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. 0826572729. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. That's 012-333-8699. Or 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Sanbonani, Baburei, San Bingalelang Kamalum Filwechu Jesu Christu.
Many
Baba, Onabo, Nabu Babu Nabula, Punanam Clanch, Siabonga, walk of a believer, ukuhamba ekhanyeni, as he is the light of the world. Usho njalo Jesu uthi ukukhanya kwezwe uthi nathi masesikuye ukuphila kwethu makukhanye, nabantu abakude noNkulunkulu bazothuma bebona ukuphila kwethu kuhamba ekukhanyeni, bazodumisa uBaba osezulwini. Ya siyabonga, yazi siyakhula ngala ma-topics, ayasikhulisa. Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu. Ubuye kuthi uNkulunkulu uthi njengoba wasibuyisa sikude sisebumnyameni naye singamazi, wayenza inkonzo yokubuyisana, wayenza ngayo uKristu Jesu. Uthi ezwini lakhe, that task has been given unto us to reconcile people back to him. So sizaba reconcile kanjani? Sizayenza kanjani le nkonzo ye-reconciliation nathi sisesebumnyameni? Nkulunkulu akasizi bandla lakhe, sikhanye kulo mhlaba ogcwele ubumnyama nogcwele zonke lezinto, inzondo yonke into. Nkulunkulu asisize. Siyabonga.
Wow, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Siyabonga kakhulu Sister Dorothy. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. And if you say no, I want to actually send a WhatsApp message, you know, you can do that. It's 0826572729. You can do that. All right. Now, we are touching this very aspect of a believer's walk. Here's another one. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Our walk is by faith and not by what we see. So believers' walk is by faith. Faith means confidence in and trust in the Father. And therefore, they walk in the confidence and the trust that they have in the Father. They don't walk on their own. They walk by the confidence and the trust that they have in the Father, not by what they see. And a bunch of times people are prompted by what they see. Jabu, what comes to mind?
Yes, and that's really a very dangerous way of living. That's why the walk of the believer is not dependent on what you see, but by faith. It's dependent on what the Lord is showing you. That is why the Word of God is our compass, so that you can be in the right direction. So without the Word of God, we will always be lost. Like, people will come with the doctrine that is really enticing and really sounds good and feels good, like we've seen. And people will just follow those who walk by sight, not by faith. They'll just follow that doctrine up to a point where they are hurt and they lose all their money and everything they've got. And then that is when they will see that this was dangerous for me. But when you are a believer, you are also really fulfilling the walk of a believer. You listen to God. You listen to the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, speaking inside you. Even when people are speaking, they might be thinking, the Holy Spirit is speaking something different from what they are saying, because your ears are not just open, you know, it's not just the physical ears that are open, but the spiritual ears also are open. You can hear that which the Spirit is saying and know that this is wrong, this is not right, because you don't walk by sight, you walk by faith, you know.
That is again a righteous requirement. That is again a righteous requirement. It's amazing. Asihambisi lokho esikubonako, man. Kodwa ukukholwa esinako kuKristu Jesu. Inkambo yethu ibonakala ngaloko. Inkambo yethu ibonakala ngaloko ngokukholwa esinako kuYehusha HaMashiya, indodana kaNkulunkulu. Hayi entweni eyiphathekayo. Ngoba lezi sithi mase siphucwe zona bese kuyashintsha. You see, that's a big problem. When these things that are material when they are taken off from us, people's faith start to deteriorate. We should be careful. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. A walk of a believer is a walk that suppresses the lust of the flesh. It doesn't give in to the lust of the flesh. Hey, Sipo.
That's true indeed, Fundis. We cannot call ourselves believers, but we are walking on the old nature of our natural nature. Of which is our flesh, because the flesh is always contrary to of the Spirit. So we need to be filled by the Spirit of God, so that we can also produce the fruits of the Spirit. Remember, love is one of the fruits of the Spirit of God. So we need to walk in that love, and at the same time, we have to walk in a manner in which people, they see that God definitely appeal at it. Utu Jesu, as one of the callers mentioned, the facility, akukhanya ukukhanyaka phambi kwabantu. Abantu babona imisebenzi yenu emihle, badumise uNkulunkulu. In other words, our behavior, our pattern, our model, the way in which we walk our path, it should always reflect that definitely we are guided of the Spirit of God. If ubuka abafundi bakaJesu, they were called Christian because their walk, it was like of Christ. And it's not kuthi igama lethu ukuthi ngamaChristian, no. People who said that, why they were saying that, it is because they've seen the walk. In other words, asikubeke cace mfundisi, akusuke ukuthi mangilalela igospel sengumzalwane noma ngisonze kumzalwane diketso ngwaneso kufanele ukuthi umzalwane apha ugereke wakamaya kereke ulayela ditayelo tsa kereke. Walk the talk, walk the word.
Yey madoda, waze wangikhumbuza ishongwe nikhuphuka safe group.
Bamfuli noma nentane eshayana lo mzala.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Lex, thank you so much. Lex has sent a WhatsApp, says the Old Testament scripture records. Oh, man. What is good and what does God require of you? That you act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God.
Amen.
Kind regards, Lex. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Thank you, Mama.
Gadaban tatemi di mujalo kahari relaxiye mutwa khale. Hari ne rukhumuswa.
Yeah.
Rukhanti ne bona khale wuri. Rukhati je kama dia jezo. Rukere rakhukala murau mani. Di chilen tama shano. Mwono se bang hankar hauna niti. Hubani njale. Resi sa sampani itena ha abula ime tawu. Kambra basa se ha hukuka. Hwati tawu mwona huno so sa haile ibo. Hubi tini no mani ya padi no. Abata ma haile.
Ibo
hini tre. Kiane bo abaru tibak.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama. We are taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. We want to hear from you as to what you say about this. And we are talking about the walk of a believer. Mitsamayo, Mutsamayo, Wabudumedi. We want to know.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Bambili, are ready to connect with you today.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
We're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Siyaphila ninjani kodwa?
Hayi, siyaphila.
Yebo baba, sakwamukela. Sakwamukela baba.
Yebo, siyaphila.
Siyaphila baba.
Yeah, nami ngiyindalela ngisendla.
Ah, siyabonga kakhulu man, sibonga kakhulu.
Yeah.
Inkosi nibusise ngendlela esimanga.
Siyabonga.
Awuzeke.
Wow.
Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. And we are talking about the walk of believers. Mitsamayo yabadumedi. Inkambo yabangcwele abantwana baka uNkulunkulu inkambo enjani ke leyo 0123386990 or 0123341322 send us your WhatsApp. It's 0826572729 or you can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp sikuzu tidi wena
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.